And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, which is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's sunny and hot, going to be 100 degrees on the real thermometer today. Feels like temperature, Lord knows what that'll be. It's probably somewhere out in the 82, 83 degree range right at the moment. Not a breeze to be blown in the sky. Band conditions, as you're probably hearing out there, not very good today. Not many signals on the waterfall. Hopefully we'll be able to make some contacts. I just heard from Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie out in Petaluma, said he didn't hear a darn thing out there, and I had the antenna pointed directly out there for part of the CW call-up prior to the net. I do have NO4MM and N4RBL already on the list. Going to take a couple. I don't think I'll take a very long list today to begin with, if you'll bear with me. And the reason for that is I'm afraid I'll lose you before I get a chance to work you. If I do that, conditions are that bad. So I'm going to only pick up a couple. We'll work a couple and then pick up a couple more. Hopefully that way we'll hit everybody when the propagation is at its best. So let me listen for a couple of seconds. Let me take a couple. We'll look for Coast Guard veterans for check-in for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Okay, here's my couple I got. N3OUE and N4NMF. Everybody else stand by. Please don't go anywhere. I'm going to work these four, and then we'll get four more because of propagation today. NO4MM, go ahead. Doing well, Bob. Glad you're back from the cruise. Yeah, you're just barely in there now. You were a lot stronger on the CW call-up. Glad you had a good time on the cruise. Where did you go to this time? Over.
We went to a few places. We went to Tortua, St. Kitts. Private islands, a few other places. It was a 10-day cruise, so we went to a
bunch of places.
Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Bob. Well, it's spotty at best, so I'm going to say 7-3s to you, and thanks for checking in. November Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, welcome back home. And like I said, good to have you in there. 7-3s and Semper Paratus.
7-3s, Dick. Semper Paratus. And I'll catch you next week. Hopefully the band will be better.
Yeah, Lord, let's hope so. N4RBL.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Dog, Charlie. N4RBL, back to you there. Not much going on here in Louisville. Weather is about the same as what you got there. I don't think we'll get up to 100, but we'll probably be somewhere around 95, 96, like we were yesterday. And just as a side note there, I've been thinking about getting to that step IR horizontal beam, but I'm trying to get grips on having to spend $5,800 for an antenna. When I'm not as quite as active as I was back in the 80s and 90s. So that's a decision I have to make before the end of the month, because I don't know if you heard, but Stepper IR is going to discontinue amateur antennas the end of this month. So it's something that I can put off a little bit longer and have a little bit more thoughts about it, but I'm kind of in a time crunch. So other than that, that's about what's going on here in the Louisville area there. Oh, incidentally, Dick, what time zone are you on? Are you on Central or Mountain Time there? Go ahead.
On Central Time, and no, I hadn't heard that Step IR was going to stop amateur antenna production. My goodness, I thought that was one of the most popular ones out there. Over.
Plus, it's a very good antenna, what I'm told. I have a friend here that lives out towards LaGrange, and he's got one. And he's had it for many years, since 2003, I think he said. But the elements are motor-driven to tune at the antenna, which I think is a very good, efficient way of receive and transmit. So that's why I'm looking at it. But, you know, I did spend $6,300 on a retractable wheel kit for my Honda Goldwing motorcycle. So that was a hobby of, well, I haven't been on a motorcycle this year yet, but, you know, hobbies are expensive, whether or not they're boats or amateur radio or fishing or whatever. You know, it's if it's a hobby, you're going to have to pay for it there. Go ahead.
Roger that. My gosh, yeah, it's a lot. And man, I tell you what, all these ham radio product manufacturers going out of business. I mean, you know, we lost MFJ, and along with it, Cushcraft and High Gain earlier this year, and now Step IR. Man, I tell you, that's pretty brutal. Pretty soon we're going to have to go back to running wire antennas. That may be the only thing we got left. Over.
Yeah, happy on that. Well, you know, that's what I'm talking on right now. Incidentally, your signal is down from a 5 and 20 to a 5 and 9. So, band conditions, although band conditions are, I don't have the noise normally I have here, but evidently the pipeline between you and I. Bad, other than ideal band conditions there, Dick. So, okay, well, I was wondering whether you were possibly on Pacific time zone, but not familiar with the western part of the United States. I haven't been out west in many, many years, and when I did, it was on an aircraft that flew over most of it. I used to have a brother-in-law that lived in Santa Barbara, California, so my wife wanted to go out there from time to time, but haven't been out there probably in 15 or 20 years. So, all right, Dick, I won't hold it. The one of the stations you were talking to, I could just about hear him. I think that was a West Coast station, I'm not sure. The other fellow, the two station, I believe he's probably in Virginia somewhere. I heard him slightly as well, so if that's an indication of the band conditions for you, I figured I'd mention that. So I'll bid you 73, 7 Paradas to 1 and all, if they can hear me on the net, and we'll look forward to being with you next week. 73, Dick, N4RBL.
All right, and it's Central time zone, Joe. Central, same time zone as Chicago. Same time zone as Chicago and St. Louis. N4RBL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus, and we'll look for you again next week. N3 OUE. Well, I got you, John. You jumped in there, but boy, I tell you what, the conditions are so bad. What I was afraid of. Hope you're doing well out there on the coast of Maryland. Hope it's not too dang hot for you. Over.
just dropped out on me, so I'll try it one more time. Go ahead.
All right. I'm just saying, I hope it's not too hot out there. Not too hot on the coast. Hope you're doing okay. Over.
Yeah, good. I got you good that time. Yeah, it's high in the 80s for the next 2 or 3 days, and nice sunny days, so it's going to get dry. So it's very, very nice weather, and enjoying it.
All right, yeah, very good. Thanks, John. 100% copy, but not very strong. 100% copy, not very strong. So we'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. N3OUE, W5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, good to have you on board. Take care. This is W5 Charlie Goff Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Conditions are abysmal. November 4, November Mike Foxtrot, and then we'll try some more. N4 NMF, not too strong. Over.
Yeah, with 5 Charlie Goff Charlie, N4 NMF. Hey, good morning there, Dick. Yeah, I'll keep it short. We've got 87 degrees, so we feel like it's 98. It's up to 88. Hope all is well with you and the captain, and I won't keep it too long this morning because I happen to hear you pretty well just before I checked back in here. So hopefully you're hearing me, but they've been up and down like a yo-yo, and I haven't heard too much other than you. One station they're starting off strong, they stayed right down after about a minute. So. But I'll say 7-3 in Semper Paratus, and maybe our conditions will be better next week there, Dick. Over.
Let's hope so. They've been really bad all summer long. But thank you, Barry, for the report today. Stay cool. That sounds like a pretty high humidity level over there in Titusville. N4 NMF, W5 Charlie Goff Charlie, 7-3 Semper Paratus. Thanks for signing in today.
You're welcome there, Dick. And you have a great day. And hope you get a few more contacts here. Yeah, I was out cleaning the gutters this morning. So. Did that while it was still relatively cool, and when I call the 80s cool, but not too bad today. So 7-3 and Semper Paratus, Dick. Thank you.
Yep, 7-3s. Let me try something, gents. Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii. WH6ANH, WH6ANH. Do you copy? Over. WH6ANH, WH6ANH, W5 Charlie Goff Charlie, do you copy? Over. No copy. Thought maybe Carl might still be there. He checked in via the online route and said he was having trouble hearing up there in Colorado, but I wanted to try to catch him before he left. Let me see who else can hear me. We're checking in Coast Guard veterans for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Whiskey Delta, 3 November.
I heard one, Whiskey Delta, 3 November. Any other Coast Guard vets?
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu, Sierra.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu, Sierra. All right, I'm going to take those two. And then we'll try again. Whiskey Delta 3 November. Go ahead.
Whiskey Delta 3 November. Weekend's on the weekend. Now the sun's on the weekend. We're going to have 78 or 82 degrees today. We haven't had rain in a week or so. Looking forward to it sometime. Okay. Well, with you.
All right, sir. Very good. Sounds like you have a nice, comfortable temperature, at least to start the day with. Whiskey Delta 3 November, Whiskey 5 Charlie Goff Charlie, 7-3s to you up there. You're in and out like everybody else. 7-3s and Semper Paratus. Over.
7-3, Semper Paratus. God bless America. I hope everyone heard that.
Roger, roger. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra, WA4MZS. Go ahead.
WA4MZS. there. And good morning, Dick. And things are really, really crummy. And on top of that, I've got some power line noise. It's playing havoc. And the power company has changed out a couple of transformers. But the noise is still there. And we're slowly recovering from that fracture that I had, but things are getting better. Not going to hold it long, Dick. WA4ZS.
WA4MZS. Well, I'm glad to hear things are getting better from the fracture, and I'm glad you're healing up. And as far as the power line noise is concerned, I'm unfortunately am a victim of that around here. I've got a good noise blanker on this receiver, and it helps a lot. But it'd be a whole lot better if I didn't have to use it. So. Trouble is that I have two different power companies that serve this street. There's one set of lines down one side and one set of lines down the other side, and of course they point at each other whenever you call and say, oopsie, I got some noise. They always say, well, it's the other guys, you know. So a lot of times we just have to figure it out ourselves. So it's sometimes a challenge around here. Hope your cross stitch is going well. You haven't mentioned that lately. Is your big picture doing okay? Over?
It's going very slowly, but there has been some progress. And the power company, we only got one, and they have been extremely good as far as locating and correcting noise problems.
Yeah, well, that's great. That is great, Mr. Ed. Well, we'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. I hope you have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll look for you next week, and hopefully we'll have some kind of propagation next week, because, boy, we don't have any today. 7-3s, Semper Paratus. Over.
7-3s, Dick, Semper Paratus, WA4MZS.
This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Well, I didn't hear anybody that time. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie. Let me try a little bit different antenna setting and see if that'll make anything come through here. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Yeah, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie.
Okay, I didn't catch who that was. Who just called me?
Yeah, Dick, this is November 4th. And my talk about it. Just trying to relay that November Mike C. Germany is trying to get in touch with you, but I guess you're not hearing him.
Okay, N4NMF, would you call him and see if you can get him into the net? Over.
Hey, I'll give it a try there, Dick. November Mike C. Germany, this is November 4th, November Mike Fox, I'm going to relay for you because Dick is not able to hear you.
Okay, I'll pass it on to Dick. So, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, November 4, November Mike Foxtrot. Dick just said to say hello and have a good day there, Dick. Over. I'm having a tough time hearing him now as well.
Okay, I think I might have heard him a little bit. NM3G, I think you might have popped in just a second or two there. For a minute, and thanks to N4NMF for letting me know you were there. All is well here. The captain is doing well. He's getting his annual checkup this week and his shots, annual shots. And not only that, he's also getting a nice bath and a haircut. So he's going to be a busy fella this week. And we're going to get him all ship shape there before next weekend. As far as the other wildlife in the area, the buzzards, I haven't seen them for a couple of days. They seem to not be going too terribly far away and then coming back. But it's definitely the young'un that's sticking around the most. And I can tell he's been here because of the presence he leaves me on my back porch. But let's just say we're not all happy about that, but I wish he would just plain take off. And as far as the other wildlife is concerned, the ducks and the geese have actually been joined by other ducks and geese. And we've also have a family of armadillos. I counted 8 armadillos that came out the other day during a quick rain shower we had. I don't know what the heck they were doing out during the day. They're not supposed to be out during the day, but they were. They must not have liked the thunder and the lightning. But it was like a parade of them. They kept coming and coming and coming. I couldn't believe it. And then they scattered all over the yard, and I don't know where they went. But that's the wildlife report here. NM3G, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. We talk about lots of things, including the Coast Guard, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Oh, Lordy, I can tell somebody's there, but I can't make out the call signs. It's that kind of a day. Try again. That time I didn't hear a thing. Go to the online and go to the web page. Go to the web page. Check in via the website. SSBNet check-in. SSBNet check-in on W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. SSBNet check-in on W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.org. And I've got a couple. I've got Bill K3WMC. Is checked in via the website. Also have K7DCG. He says he having a hard time hearing anybody up there in Arkansas. Also Carl WH6ANH. Also not hearing anybody. Tim Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie out in the West Coast. Not hearing anybody. John KC2NAS up in Gloversville, New York, and that's who all I have right now. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.org SSBNet check in. If I can't get you on the air, let's get you on the website. That'd be another way to do it. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans now. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, looking for Coast Guard veterans. Anybody that's checked in already want to make a net call for me? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is W5CGC, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. W5CGC and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net looking out on the West Coast, looking towards the West Coast now. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie. Any copy from W5CGC? Take any other Coast Guard veteran anywhere, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, looking for Coast Guard veterans. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 14327, 14327. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Okay, Whiskey 1, try the last three letters of your call, the Whiskey 1 station. Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra, you came through just at the, you know, it's up and down like crazy. Go ahead, over. Bill, go ahead. Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra. Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Go ahead, Bill. Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra. W1OIS from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Go ahead. Roger that. No signals whatsoever. I'm surprised I'm hearing you. Hope all is well up there in New Hampshire. Over. Okay, Bill, well, you cut through just enough to where I could get you checked in, and I heard you say I'm down in the weeds, and that's all I heard. So at least you're on the payroll today. Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra, good job for condition today with crappy band. It's really crappy. Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Have a good weekend. Thank you. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14327 at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. When we have propagation, we get people from all over the country checking in here with us. Right now, we're lucky if we're getting anybody, so we'll look for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilowatt 7, Delta Mike.
Kilowatt 7, Delta Mike, K7DDM, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, go ahead. Roger, Dan, K7DDM, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Well, good to get you in here. And, boy, I understand you've had quite the busy summer up there. Heard you mention that on the CW net the other day, too. You have you probably – it's so hot in Arizona, I don't think you're going back there for a while, over.
Yeah, you would think that. I don't know. I guess I never learned. Yeah, it's been bumping 100 degrees for quite some time here. And along with thunderstorms, I've had the coax unplug. Probably most of the summer because of these thunderstorms that come through here. Starts out a beautiful sunny day and gets hotter than all get out, and then all of a sudden you have a thunderstorm. So I've been looking out for that. Been pretty standard the last couple of springs here now. But anyway, we're kind of closing down now. We got one more celebration to have in the summer, and it's Duck Day. I think I explained that one before, but then we're going to get ready to go for the fall here. I have a Coast Guard Cutter and Bird Island reunion in October there in Reno, Nevada. So I've got that to support it. We'll attend that on our way south to one of their dick waves.
Roger. Well, that sounds like fun in Reno. I bet you Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar will likely show up for that. I mean, he just lives a little bit up the road from there. When I talk to him next time, I'll ask him if he's going. You say that's in October, over? Roger that. Well, very good, Dan. Well, I'm glad you made the trip here. I haven't been getting any signals. The pan adapter, the waterfall is completely empty. So the fact that I even heard you is quite remarkable. So we'll say 7-3s while we got some propagation. Thank you for checking in. Stay cool up there, and we'll look for you next week. Over. All right, I guess we'll leave it there and see you next time. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. Let's see here. Just got a couple of hits on the online email account. Let's see. Okay. That was W1OIS who checked in. He got here, made the trip. He absolutely made the trip. So we got him on the payroll. And K4MOE, no joy is for sure. Conditions are so pathetic, so pathetic. I hope you're doing well, Tom, out there in Eureka, California, after a little visit to the hospital. Hope you're doing okay out there. I hope you're still listening on the online service. And congratulations on the house. And hopefully you'll be able to get up some antennas there pretty soon. In today's environment, it's going to take quite a bit of antenna just to get here. So good luck. K4MOE, thank you for checking in to the Coast Guard Net via the online app, via Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.OscarRadioGolf, W5CGC.org, upper left-hand corner, SSB Net check-in. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for those that have served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. W5CGC, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard.
Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter.
WB4, Charlie Mary Peter. See, sometimes when you keep trolling, somebody shows up. How you doing over there?
Well, it's not as hot as it was last week. We're at 89 degrees right now. It feels like we're going through a cold front here compared to last week. I saw an area where they had 117 degrees in Arizona.
Yeah, they they can keep that out in Arizona. Oh man, I tell you what, we've had a fairly interesting summer here. We've had only a couple of days with actual 100 degree readings, and today might be one of them, another one, even though the feels like temperature's been just super hot, up into the 100 and teens with the humidity and all that. But the number of 100 degree days here in North Texas hadn't been that bad. Hey, you know, we still have a lot of summer left. So anything exciting happening over in your neck of the woods, over?
Well, we've had what they're calling a tropical wave across the state because flash floods all over the state, even in Plant City, Florida, near I-4. It seems like it water tried to wash the I-4 corridor away. Last week it was South Plant City, and now it's North Plant City that got hit. Back to you.
Well, that doesn't sound very good. Is it connected? I saw a storm out in the Atlantic that looked like it might be headed to Florida. Have they been talking about that one yet, over?
Well, they're playing it down on television. I don't think they want to scare our guests out of here back north. But it concerns me. But it hasn't really turned into anything. They won't know until the last part of next week. On the negative side, another one of my law enforcement partners went down in Ruston. I can't find out whether it was a heat stroke or what, but I lost communications with him on my cell, and I sent the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office people to do a welfare check. They found him on the floor, suffering from severe dehydration. So back to you, Dick.
Oh no, that's terrible news. I didn't catch that. Were they able to get him to the hospital and get him patched up, or did it not turn out well, over?
Yeah, he's still in the hospital. Luckily, it looks like it's going to be okay.
Well, that is good news. I'm glad to hear that. How about you? You feeling okay? You're staying out of the heat, I bet, over?
Grass this week. I'll pay for it next week, but it keeps me out of the sun. I have no need to be out there.
I understand. Visits out in this heat are relatively few. I wander out to the mailbox, which is quite a hike up the driveway, but I usually do that when the sun's partially down and gone into the evening. It's still warm, but it's not terribly hot as far as the sun is concerned. So we try to watch that. You got anything going on this weekend, or is there any maybe even into the week, over?
Six-year-old men don't have much of a social calendar. I guess I'll go down to the Jacaranda Hotel and have lunch tomorrow. Back to you.
Rogerette. Well, that sounds like a nice outing. I hope they have a good menu for you over there. We've been doing we've been keeping pretty busy here. We had a lot of different things going on. You know, it was a big birthday party a couple weeks ago for the big 8-0, and so we celebrated that. Had family in from out of town. It was quite a surprise. I didn't know they were coming, but my son from Las Vegas and sister from Kentucky came, and a bunch of other family members that lived in the area. We had quite the party here. It was a lot of fun to do that. And then this past week, I went to a very exclusive restaurant. My son took me up there as far as kind of a continuation of the birthday party. This restaurant is only, it only seats about 10 people, and you can only get one reservation per year and per person, one reservation per year per person, and it takes anywhere from 6 to 8 months in advance to get the reservation. So we went up and took advantage of the reservation, and it, the food was just absolutely fantastic. It's a combination of, well, it's primarily Japanese, but they also serve pasta, and that pasta is homemade, and it is just unbelievably good. Over. Yeah, all right, Ray. Well, doggone it, the band has favored us for a little bit, but you're starting to fade. So we'll wish you the best. Stay cool this week, and don't work in the yard too much. Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, Semper Paratus, Dick.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Baker 4,
Whiskey 5, Charlie,
Charlie
Golf Charlie.
Four.
This is November 4, November Mike Kilo. November
4, Mark. All right, Ray, we'll see you a little bit later down the pipe. November 4, November Mike Foxtrot. N4 NMK. Go ahead.
Whiskey 5, Charlie calls Charlie. This is November 4, November Mike Kilo.
Okay, I missed the last comment. Last comment, I got the temperature, 80. Missed all after that. Over.
Fine business here, Dick. We're running all 8 cylinders. My daughter and son-in-law are over for a visit for the weekend. The wonder dog, over.
Roger that. Well, I know how much you absolutely hate to have that dog over there visiting with you. I hope Sanibel's doing wonderful. Captain Pepper's going in for his annual checkup this week, annual checkup and his booster shots. So not only that, he's getting a haircut. So he's going to be having a busy week. Over. Seven three, Semper Paratus to you, and enjoy your weekend. Thanks, Bob, for checking in. November 4, November Mike Kilo. Give Sanibel a pat on the head for me from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. All right, this will be Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, last call. We'll QSY now to 14300-14300, last call, Coast Guard Veterans. Kilo 6, Bravo something?
Yeah, Dick, Kilo 6, Bravo Alpha Alpha, checking in and out. Band conditions are fluctuating, but again, Kilo 6, Bravo Alpha Alpha.
Kilowatt 6, Bravo Alpha Alpha. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Okay, Bruce, I don't know why I'm hearing you, but I am. You're off the back of the antenna. Boy, it's been a long time, too. It just came out of nowhere. Over.
Roger. Yeah, just the conditions have been fading in and out, and heard you make one last call, and I jumped in there. Here I am.
Well, congratulations on making it through. I hope you're doing all right. Are you still out in California?
Negative. We left the state and we're in Middle Tennessee now. And we settled in Middle Tennessee and enjoying everything out here now.
Okay, where in Tennessee for the logbook?
That's Gallatin, Golf Alpha Lima Lima Tango India November. Gallatin, Tennessee. Over.
All right. We've updated the logbook. No wonder I can hear you. I'm pointed right at you. So really good to get a chance to talk to you, Bruce. Come on back and next time and maybe next week we can actually chat and catch up on all the changes to move from California to Tennessee. Over. Yeah, they've been real, real, real bad today. Anyway, I've got to go. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Anybody else that's listening and can hear me, which may be not too many, now QSY to 14300, 14300. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Thanking everybody that was out here this morning. We got 14 check-ins through all this mess here and managed to get those folks logged in. And we'll be here for W5ZGC in a very few short seconds here. And Dick is going to take over the net and try to get the Coast Guard boys together there. And this is KD8BWO.
KD8BWO. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, I'm here. And boy, you're weak as well water or something. Over.
Roger that. And that's running about 1,100 watts.
Propagation above 280. 14,280
is absolutely abysmal there. So good luck to you all. And enjoy this beautiful Saturday once you get off the amateur radio there. Thanks for being out there, Dick. This is KDA DWO. The net is yours.
Oh, thank you for almost nothing. It is it's been really bad. I think I had one of the worst pre-nets that I've had since we've been doing it on 14327. We usually start at 11 o'clock Eastern on 14327, and boy, there was just nobody there virtually the entire day. Thank you very much for that. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where it is a cool 90 degrees, 90 degrees, going up to over 100 today, actual temperature, and feels like Lord knows what that'll be. Skies are clear, winds are calm. We are streaming on the internet via the TuneIn and Broadcastify apps. TuneIn and Broadcastify. Hopefully they're working okay. We've had some computer issues here this week and caused all of the adjustments to go bazonkers. So hopefully you're able to copy okay out there on the internet. Let me know via the web. Go to whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf, w5cgc.org, and upper left-hand corner, there's a link. It says SSB Net Check-In. All we're looking for there is your name, location, call sign, if you have one. If you want to write a little note, there's a spot to do that, too. That'll get to us right away, and we can find out what's happening online, in the online area. So, with that, I will open it up and see if we can get any active duty Coast Guard, any active duty Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Okay, I heard a station. Try again. All right, it's a mobile station, and I not quite got the call. Try again.
Kilo, Kilo 4, November, Mike Yankee.
Kilo, Kilo 4, November, Mike Yankee. Kilo, Kilo 4, November, Mike Yankee. Welcome to the Coast Guard Net. Over.
Roger. Kilo, Kilo 4, November, Mike Yankee. Just jumping in for the numbers. And wanted to say appreciate all you do in 73. Over.
All right. Very good. I got you in the log from Huntsville, Alabama. Prior Coast Guard service. Do you have any prior Coast Guard service? Over.
Negative Coast Guard service. Over.
Any other branch of service?
23 years in the Army.
Thank you for your service in the Army. I'll put that in the logbook, and thank you very much for stopping by today. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Looking for any Coast Guard, active duty Coast Guard. Hearing none. Let's see if we can even round up our buddy in the Pacific Northwest. I'll turn the antenna that direction and see if I can find Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, AL7DD. Are you there, Mr. Nick? Over.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, how copy?
Well, you're in there. I can't say you're moving the S meter. Right now it's Q5, but I've got you. How do you copy me? Over. I've got the antenna pointed right at you, and you faded off into the noise a little bit. You want to do Coast Guard history? Over.
Well, we'll give it a try and give you a little rest with your voice, over.
All right, sir. Take it away, and we'll see what happened this week in Coast Guard history.
Okay, this week, well, I'm going to identify the state 75 CGC. ABC from Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. And this week in Coast Guard history, on August 6th of 1878, the last two sailing cutters built for the Revenue Service. The Barkridge Chase displaced 142 tons and served as a cadet practice vessel for nearly 30 years before being decommissioned and transferred to the U.S. Public Health Service. In 1918, the first American flight ship to be sunk by enemy action, light ship number 71, was lost on the Diamond Shoal station. Lightship 71 had reported by radio the presence of a German submarine that had sunk a passing freighter, and that message was intercepted by the U-104, which then located the lightship after giving the crews the opportunity to abandon the ship and lifeboats, being hit by surface gunfire. The lightship crew reached shore without injury. And in 1927, Forrest Alderman, a rumrunner, murdered two Coast Guardsmen, Warrant Officer Sidney Sunderland and machinist mate Victor A. Lambie, and a Secret Service agent, Robert J. Webster. After Alderman's vessel was stopped by patrol boat CG-249 off the coast of Florida, Alderman was eventually subdued by the remaining crew of CG-249 and arrested. He was later tried, convicted, and hung at Coast Guard Base 10 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. In 1939, suitable observance of the 150th anniversary of the Lighthouse Service was called for by a joint resolution of Congress, signed by the President on 15 May, which was known as Public Resolution Number 16. By this resolution, the week of August 7th, 1939, was designated Lighthouse Week. In 1942, the landings at Tulagi and Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands commenced. This first Allied invasion of the Pacific proved to be a critical battle. Coast Guard manned transports, including the USS Hunter Liggett, participated in the invasion. Many landings craft were crewed by Coast Guardsmen. A Coast Guard officer, Lieutenant Commander Dwight H. Dexter, and 25 Coast Guardsmen went ashore from the Liggett with their landing craft to set up a naval operating base. And in 1942. Coast Guard manned attack transport Hunter Liggett rescued the survivors of the heavy cruisers USS Vincennes, Astoria, and Quincy, and their Australian cruiser HMS Canberra that had been sunk by the preceding night by the Imperial Japanese Navy warship during the Battle of Savo Island. The night battle was also known as the first naval battle of Guadalcanal and was one of the worst defeats ever suffered by the U.S. Navy. And in 1969, Lieutenant J.G. Michael W. Kirkpatrick, executive officer of CGC Port Arden, and EN-1 Michael H. Boehner were killed in action in Vietnam. And in 1985, the Coast Guard awarded a contract to build the 110-foot Island-class patrol boat to Bollinger Machine Shop and Shipyard in Lockport, Louisiana, after a drawn-out legal battle. And now many of those Island-class cutters are being replaced. So, that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history. Box 55 CTC AL 7DD.
All right, sir. 100% copy. So thank you very much for that. If you have a first-person history of the Coast Guard, have an event that you would like to talk about, please let us know, and we'll put you on the air and let you describe the Coast Guard event in your own words. And we've done that a few times, and it's turned out pretty good. So please let us know, and we'll get you right on the air. Mr. Nick, AL7DD, how's everything up in the Northwest? Did you ever get any rain?
Well, we had a little front come through. We got about 0.18 of an inch, just enough to wet the grass a little bit. Didn't do much for the fire, and it's now over 5,000 acres down by Shelton, through West Shelton, Lake Cushman, and it's still spreading. And so now we're back up into the 80s. No sign of rain, at least on the near forecast, Owen.
I would suspect that the air quality around there is probably not too good either, over.
Yeah, we got down into the moderate. I had to stop going outside. Right now it's okay, but if we keep having these hot days, it's going to put a lid on it, and it's going to be right close to the ground as we're going down into the moderate or unhealthy.
Roger that. Okay. Well, very good, sir. Well, thank you very much for that report. We'll be back with you here in a few minutes to take a look up north. WH6ANH is checked in via the internet a little earlier, said he couldn't stick around, but he's doing okie dokie. Over.
Okay. Well, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear that Carlson is doing good and getting around. All right. Well,
this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5CGZ, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Okay, I heard somebody, but I couldn't get the call sign. Try again. Not getting that, Nick. Are you able to copy? All right, try again. I'm trying a different antenna setting. Try again, please. I'm still not getting it. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, give me your location, your location.
And we are located in the north of Panama.
I'm still not understanding where he's saying he is. Do you?
No, he's really weak out here. Before there was both of them, they were both the same level, but now we got one now. I can't hear him.
Okay. This is W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, we're not going to give up. We're going to keep trying and see what we can do. I'm trying ever turning my antenna every which way but loose to see if I can find you better. Try again, please. Are you on the West Coast? Let's try that. Are you on the West Coast? Are you West Coast? Are you West Coast? Is he saying Panama? Is it Panama? Any help from anybody, that would be great. Now I've got nobody. All right. Well, we'll just keep trying here. Try again in a little bit. Maybe it'll come up. I have turned my antenna every which way but loose, and I can't seem to bring it up any more than it already is up. So let's try again for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
One, two, three, four.
Looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
A Kilo, November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
There's a station, Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Go ahead.
Roger, this is Roy in Virginia, and Coast Guard veteran, over.
There you go, Kilowatt November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, Roy in Virginia. Good, Coast Guard 71 to 75, and had you on the air here with us just a couple of weeks ago. That's great. How you doing over there, Roy? How's the weather in Virginia today?
Down quite a bit, so it's much nicer here, and looking for a nice fall, over.
Well, we still unfortunately got a little bit of summer to go through before then. Anything going on in your part of Virginia this week that looks pretty exciting, over?
No, negative. That's the way I like it. Been retired since 2019, and I love the peace and quiet here, over.
Roger. Well, very good. Well, it's good to have you on board today. Band conditions are just absolutely atrocious. Have you heard any signals that you could relay, over?
Negative. The only one I've heard is you, and I hear you turning your antenna around trying to find people. But no, you're the only one, over.
Yeah, very good, Roy. I heard somebody in there, and I just could not make it out. And at one point, I thought maybe I heard Panama as a location. But then again, I might be totally all wet on that. But got no help. It's been one of those days. Do you still have any contact with anybody in the Coast Guard? Over. It's taking you out now, too. So, Roy, I'm going to say 7-3, Semper Paratus. Thank you very much for checking in, and maybe next time we'll get a chance to chat a little more. Over.
Roger. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Kilowatt November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, U.S. Coast Guard 71 to 75. Roy, thanks a lot for being there with us today. This is U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans. Any other? Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Any relays? Looking for any signals we can get. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. November Lima 7 Whiskey Alpha, just barely, but we've got you. NL7WA. Good to see you again this week, John. Over.
Hey, Roger that. Nancy Lima 7 Whiskey Alpha. We are definitely having a geomagnetic storm. Been trying to bang away on 14248. The NI6IW is having a special vent station for the Coast Guard. Over.
Well, that's nice of them. Coast Guard Day was last Monday, and I think there we had K1CG on the air for just a little while on Monday afternoon, but I'm glad they're celebrating the Coast Guard birthday. Over.
Roger that. I didn't hear the K1CG station at all, nothing. I did hear NI6IW out there on 14248, which I'm trying to get to. They're doing 35th birthday thing for the Coast Guard, over.
Roger that. Well, I understand the Coast Guard cutter Bark Eagle is going to be in San Diego, and if that's the case, maybe they'll get a chance to go visit some of those guys that work over on the Midway. Might get a chance to go visit the Eagle, over. All right, very good, John. Well, thanks a lot for coming by. November Lima 7 Whiskey Alpha, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14300 for 31-plus years, looking for additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Any relay? Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. If anybody's listening online, and if you are, please let us know how the feed is doing today. We've had some issues here with computers in the last couple of days, and looks to me like some of the settings got messed up, which, you know, a Murphy has to happen on Saturday morning. So if you're listening online, let us know how we're doing out there via either TuneIn, Tango Uniform, November Echo, or Broadcastify, and either one of those apps will get you to us. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans. Looking into the Northeast, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Headed for due north, headed for due north out of Texas, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Headed towards the Pacific Northwest, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Couple of clicks looking into California, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. How about out in Arizona, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Well, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, I'm not hearing anything right now, period. You want to see if you might scare up one or two, over? Well, now I might not even be hearing AL7DD, and he may not be hearing me, which would be a catastrophe. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve. AL7DD, any copy, over? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, K0IBM. Not Coast Guard, but just wanted to let you know you are getting out. You're strong into Denver.
Is that Kilowatt Zero India Delta, Mike?
It's India Bravo, K0IBM.
India Bravo, Mike. Okay, K0IBM. Thanks for the report from the Denver area. You got actually Q5 signal down here, and those are rare today. Over.
Yeah, no worries. I was about to jump in. There was a November 8 station that was calling you that I didn't get the rest of the call, but I'll keep listening for them, and I'll pass them on if they show up. Sorry to interrupt your net. 73, stay safe and well. K0IBM.
No interruption today, Steve. There are no signals on the band. See if it's November Bravo 8 Romeo in West Virginia. That might be one that would normally call. Over.
Okay, say that call one more time, November 8.
November Bravo 8 Romeo.
Okay, November 8 Bravo Romeo. November 8 Bravo, or November Bravo 8 Romeo, K0IBM in Denver. Are you there, sir? Well, I'm not hearing him, and I've got the beam pointed pretty much that direction.
All right. Any November 8 station trying to check into the Coast Guard net? And I'm not hearing anything, Steve. And my sidekick up in the Seattle area, normally, no matter what happens, I'm usually able to hear him, and he's even gone today. So it's probably one of the worst ones of the year, and that's saying something since we've had a whole summer of them.
Yeah, QSL. Yeah, there. I'm looking at my band scope, and there's almost nothing out there. And just so you know, I've got a three-element beam pointed your direction, and I'm running about 1,600 watts.
Yeah, same here. Running about a full legal limit here, and not able to do anything with it. That tells you something, over.
Yeah, QSL. All right, well, I won't hold up your net any longer. I did hear one other station calling when you were talking to me last time around, so all clear. Let him jump back in there, and if I hear somebody that you keep ignoring, I will jump back in, but otherwise I'll stay quiet. Anyway, it's a pleasure meeting you. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you later. Whiskey 5, Charlie Gulf Charlie, K0IBM, 73.
K0IBM, W5 Charlie Gulf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha November Hotel. I hear you, Carl. Go ahead.
No traffic. Everything is fine. Just had to make a quick check-in, over.
Well, I'm glad you did. I got your note a while ago. I'm glad you're doing well, over.
Roger, roger. Well, I heard your music this morning, and I tried to check in voice, but yeah, I couldn't break the CW, over.
Understand. Well, I just had a station from up in the Denver area check in with me as well, and so that looks like the only place that's open right now. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm doing okay. The weather's great. 72 is going to get up to 82, and it's very pleasant. So all is well, and thanks for being there.
All right. Very good, Carlton. Good to have you on board. Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii in Aurora, Colorado. Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, 73, Semper Paratus. Any additional Coast Guard veterans out there, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie in the Coast Guard net. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff Charlie. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is a weekly affair here on 14300 at noon Eastern. Been going on for about 31-plus years now, and this summer may be the worst summer we've ever had. I can't think of a worse one. If there was, it is long faded. This one's knocked it off the memory block. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff Charlie, with no propagation, but we'll continue putting some ether into the air for another 30 minutes or so. U.S. Coast Guard veterans, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff Charlie. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, W5CGC.
W5, Charlie Goff Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta.
Did you step away for a minute, or did it just fade away?
No, you faded down a couple of times, right down into the noise, over.
Okay, because I called you a little bit ago, and I was afraid the propagation had just stopped. Got Carlton there for a second. Did you happen to hear him?
I heard just a little bit on one peak, and then he went back down.
Yeah, he just reported what he did online, that he's doing well, and nice weather in Denver today. He says it's very comfortable, and he's doing okie dokie. Over.
Well, that's good to hear from Carlton. He did come up, and then he went back down, and that's about it. Yeah, there was a big CME that hit yesterday. They were saying that we may see a Aurora last night. The Aurora Oval was down over
way below us, and but they said that we might not be able to see the lights because of the clouds and whatnot. But it's still not better today. There's several sunspots that are on the disk of the sun, so we're just going to have to suffer through it.
Roger. Well, it sure has been abysmal here today. I don't know. It's I think I can count on maybe one hand and a couple of toes the number of check-ins today. Well, we'll give you. You want to try Alaska? Go right ahead. It's all yours.
Okay, we'll give it a try. I only got a couple of blips on the band scope, so we'll see if we can. Did you hear Glenn at all today?
I just barely hear you, but I got that. KL7IWC, NH7J, KL0 Quebec Zulu. I heard Gus just a brief moment. Over. Okay, well, we'll keep it here for now and see what happens. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, working with no band, no band conditions whatsoever at all, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve. U.S. Coast Guard. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served. U.S. Coast Guard. W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Any Coast Guard veteran, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, pointed towards the northeast and southeast. Not sure I can do that, but it's close. Anyway, from here it is. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Okay, Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter, I'm pointed right to Florida at the moment. Thank you for the report. Over.
No problem. Very good signal.
All right. Have you heard any stations down there, Ray?
I heard a couple, but they're unintelligible.
Roger that. Let's see what we can do here. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, looking towards the east. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5CGC. Any Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans.
Kilo Juliet 5, Bravo November, Quebec.
Kilowatt Juliet 4, Bravo November, Quebec. Go ahead.
Roger on that. This is Kilo Juliet 5, Bravo November, Quebec. How's it going today?
Kilowatt Juliet 5?
Correct.
Okay, we'll make that correction. Bravo, November, Quebec, and it's not going very well at all. Kilo Bravo 5, Kilowatt Juliet 5, Bravo, November, Quebec. I've got Barry in Louisiana. Is that a Roger?
QSL, correct.
Yeah, very good, Barry. Well, nice to make the skip into Louisiana from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Any prior Coast Guard service or other military service for the log?
Excuse me?
Have you served in any branch of the military for the logbook? Over.
Negative.
Roger. Well, you're a Q5 copy here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but you're no S meter reading, and that's pretty much what it's been all day long. The conditions are atrocious. Have you had any luck on the bands today?
No, not at all. In fact, 40 meters is pretty dead at the moment, and 20 meters is right behind it. 10 meters is also dead. So, yeah, not too good today.
Well, yeah, not too good. I hope nobody had any big special events planned today, because there just aren't. There's no signals on my pan adapter whatsoever. But how's the weather in Louisiana? Over.
Hot. That's all I can say. Miserably hot.
We get a little bit of rain here and there every day.
Not today, but it's just been hot and rainy.
Roger. Well, very good. We've had no rain here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a while, but it is hot here as well. Temperature today is likely to actually reach 100. Feels like it's going to be somewhere in the 100 and teens, and you can bet I'm not going out in it. Over.
Oh, yeah, I understand that very much. I think our high temperature today should be around 93, 94. So we've been like low to mid 90s for the past month. So the temperature hasn't been that bad, but the humidity's been high.
Roger that. Well, very good, Barry. Thanks for giving me a signal to copy for a few minutes. Appreciate you being there. Would you mind, if you would like, to make a net relay call from there in Louisiana, see what happens?
Say that again. Do what now?
Would you like to try to see if you can round up a signal or two? Would you like to do a net relay? Over.
I can try.
Yeah, go ahead. See what happens.
What do you do?
Say that again?
I'm not sure what to do.
Oh. Ask if there's any Coast Guard veterans out there wishing to check into the Coast Guard net, and then you can tell me who you get.
Oh, the Coast Guard net?
Roger that.
I'm not going to participate with that at the moment. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Kilowatt Juliet 5, Bravo November, Quebec. Here is Whiskey 5, Coast Guard Club. W5CGC, 73s, and thanks for the contact. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
Whiskey 2 Echo, United.
W2 EUU, what are you doing making how are you making it through? Over.
Are you calling me, Dick? W2 EUU?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Bob. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, but the band's still a little bit crazy, to say the least. But I thought I'd get back on here, at least give you a report that I've got to, but signals are up and down, so up and down, but I'm glad I'm able to do it. Wanted to let you know I did work K1CG. I did work K1CG on August 4th, I should say. And also I've corrected all my CW problems with the radio.
Well, you got some sort of screeching noise in your audio right now. I don't even know how to describe what it is. It's not feedback, but it's a screeching noise. And Roger, on working K1CG, I did try. I had the receiver on and listened for quite a while and never heard anything. Probably was when I went in the house, and he must have come out and came on the air. So. No luck here, but glad you got a chance to work them. So since you're on the air from Virginia, screechy noise or not, you want to see if you can make somebody a pickup for a Coast Guard net relay? Over.
Okay, very good. Blake with you. This is Whiskey 2 Echo United for the United States Coast Guard Amateur Radio Station, net relay station. This net is for
Coast Guard veterans, active reserves and auxiliary. If you hear the station and want to check into the net, please contact Winston Echo United. United.
W5CGC, W2EU, nothing heard here, Dick, over.
Yeah, what is your, you've got a, whatever that is, it almost sounds like data being transmitted on top of your signal. Are you seeing anything in your meters?
Say again, Dick, I didn't quite get that.
Are you seeing anything in your meters? It's like data. The noise sounds like some sort of a RTTY or some sort of data stream, over.
If you give me a second to come back, I'll try to pick you up on the phone, over.
Okay, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I said you have some sort of a screechy noise on your signal. It is, every time you key down, it comes across, and it sounds like some sort of data. Or RTTY, not really RTTY, more like a data warble of some sort or another. I've not heard it before, and you did not have it earlier today, and I'm standing by.
Okay, Jake, not sure myself what's going on. Let me do something here.
Hang on just for a second.
Do you have it now, Dick? Over.
No, and your signal's even stronger. What'd you do?
I turned off my cell phone. Turned off the cell phone, over.
Interesting. You were getting cell phone feedback. That's interesting. Well, it's much better now. So, maybe that's what it was. But, I can hear you just fine now, over.
Okay, hopefully so. A little bit of a delay. I've got some, there's something close by, and within a few seconds it goes away. So I don't know if I'm having a radio problem or what I'm having here, Dick. By the way, who is the other station in Virginia that you worked over?
Oh, golly darn. He's way down the log here. Let me see if I can find him. No. KK4NMY, maybe?
Where was he located, over?
Oh, quit asking me hard questions. Wait a minute. Let me see. I gotta look at a different screen here on the logbook. That's no good. Hold on. Okay, now that was a different station. So let me try it again. Oh, there it is. Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, KN4WOJ in Kilmarnock, Virginia. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Kilowatt India Lima, Mike Alpha Romeo, November Oscar C Charlie Kilo. That's Kilowatt India Lima, Mike Alpha Romeo, November Oscar Charlie Kilo. Over.
Okay, Dick, I was pulling him up on QRZ here. His name's David. And, what's going on here? Something's going on with my QRZ. Who knows these days what's going on with all this stuff? It's Kilo November 4, Whiskey November Juliet. Is that correct?
No, negative. Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Okay, let me try that again here. Hang on for a second as I do that. Get my foot switch going here. Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, Kilmarnock, Virginia.
haven't the faintest idea where Kilmarnock is. I had a feeling maybe he was around the Roanoke area where I was going, and I'd try to make some contact. I'll have to look this up on the map, over.
Yeah, he's relatively new to the group, and he is a ex-Coast Guard radioman, served at November Mike Oscar in a couple of Coast Guard cutters and in the mid-70s. Over.
Well, it's always good to get another one in there and joined up with us. Who knows? One of these days, maybe we can have a reunion. Over.
Well, we still have that offer for a get-together up on Lake Erie at the Coast Guard station. I haven't heard from him since then, but I'm not sure how to pull that off. Over.
Well, we got a lot of time to think about it because we're coming, into the fall winter season. So, yeah, I think something like that might be possible up that way. You know, we had a reunion up there. I don't know if you were at that one or not, Dick. We had it at Coast Guard City up there. And, I'm drawing a blank. Grand Haven. When they had retired the old Mackinac and brought the new one on board. Over.
Yeah, Roger. That was a Coast Guard Zut reunion, and no, I didn't make it at all. So, that's still in the back of the burner here. Anyway, Mr. Bob, looks like it's about time for me to turn things over to the Maritime Net. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to hear net control or not, but before we go, I want to make sure we give anybody else, if propagation has opened up, and it might have because I've heard you pretty good, let's see if we have any other Coast Guard veterans wanting to check into the Coast Guard Net.
Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Uniform Echo. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Uniform Echo.
Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Uniform Echo. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dave. I'm not Coast Guard, but boy, you guys are in good shape these days. More power to you. I'm Janet Dave in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'm reading you about 5'7".
Roger. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Uniform Echo. I've got you in Tennessee. All right, Dave, thanks a lot for the report. It's in and out, but today has been pretty brutal. Over.
What's your call sign? Call sign, please.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And just like that, he faded out. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. W2EUU, thanks for the chat, and we'll see you next week.
See you, Dick, W2EUU.
Mr. Nick, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, AL7DD, AL7DD. Mr. Nick, are you up there still, over? Roger. Thank you for your help. We'll see you next week. Roger.
Roger. Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus to you. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Good morning to both of you.
Yeah, I tell you what. Atrocious would be a good word. Atrocious. It just absolutely, there's nothing on the bands today. And what you hear comes and goes quickly. So not going to be fun. Over.
Oh, would you like to take my net for me?
No, I've been putting up with it for 2 hours and I've had enough. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at my waterfall display. It looks miserable. Okay, well, you guys have a good weekend. Next, good morning to you. It's still morning yet. Take care. I'll clear it both with you. Bye, Charlie Golf. Charlie Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. This is Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. Reluctant incoming control station. This one is over the Maritime Overflow. All safe and standby.